All this year, as part of our series Lost and Found Sound, we've been asking you to call and tell us about any home recordings or archival sounds you may have that reveal something special about this century. Here's our curator of the Quest for Sound, Jay Allison.
Among the sounds we've been seeking are lost languages, vanished dialects, extinct speech. Our Quest for Sound voicemail box has accumulated some tips toward these, one of them from Bonnie Sands in Flagstaff, Arizona.
I'm a linguist, and I guess I hope you've had calls from other linguists, because there are a lot of us who've worked on really interesting languages spoken by very small numbers of people. And although I'm not one of them, there are linguists who've worked on languages that have since become extinct, and the only way that these languages, you can hear them now, are by the recordings that were made of them. And in one special case, a linguist, a colleague of mine, Tony Trail from the University of Witwatersrand in South Africa, took some of the old wax cylinders that were in cabinets and things in the phonetics lab and documented a lot of the now extinct languages of South Africa, the ones spoken by the Bushmen.
This recording you're hearing is a copy of the original, recorded in South Africa in the 1930s. The sound could not be cleaned up with the usual digital techniques, which remove ticks and surface scratches from old recordings, because the language itself contains remarkable clicking sounds of the palate that would confuse the sound restoration software.
Two of the tracks are the ones that move me the most. One of them is in a language known as Kutkasi, and there's a woman singing a lullaby to her baby. The woman's name is Kabara, and her baby's name is Matabab, and you can hear the baby gurgling in the background. And this recording was made in 1936. These are the only recordings we have of the language. The language was never even documented by linguists in any other way that I know of. So we have this lullaby, this woman singing to her child, and we don't even know what it means, what she's saying. We know by looking at related languages, we can pick out the word for baby and maybe a few other words here and there. But it's just amazing to think of the words that a mother speaks to her child, that these are completely lost to us now. The other track that's in there that's pretty moving is a man named Mukalap, who was one of the last fluent speakers of a language called Kora, that's spelled !ORA. And in 1938, he made a speech to the International Congress of Phonetic Scientists.
Nawe ka orja, uri diko kawe, uri kanka igwe kaw, u ka orja.
He's basically telling linguists, I'm speaking to you from across the oceans, don't forget my words, don't forget our language. And this is now an extinct language.
Ikaw tata titi tameha.
This language is gone. This single recording is the only way you can hear it. Here is a translation of what Mukalap is saying. I salute you, you who lie beyond the sea. I do not know you, and you have not experienced me, that you may realize that the people in this country speak a beautiful language. Listen. Listen just for once how they speak, so that you should not again be ignorant. I do not know your language, as you do not know mine. Today you will get to know me through my tongue. Although you cannot see me with your own eyes, we may see each other through God in heaven. The voice of Mukalap, recorded in South Africa in the late 1930s and sent to us by listener Bonnie Sands. I'm Jay Allison, curator of the Quest for Sound.